Paul will now introduce the first set of news stories.
Summer is here at last, and with it we have the Royal Norfolk Show, which opened on Wednesday. We start with news of a special cocktail launched for the show and two reports on the first glorious day. There were 3,000 animals at the show, so we will follow with two animal stories about an injured swan and a puppy who's going to exercise the long arm of the paw. Ruth will start with news from the Norfolk Showground.
Nothing beats a glass of fizz in the sunshine, so the Royal Norfolk Show has launched its own special cocktail to get visitors in the summer party spirit. The county's annual summer showcase returns to the Norfolk Showground, and organisers have teamed up with East Anglian drinks firms Niche Cocktails and Bullard's Gin to design the show's first dedicated cocktail, the Summer Pudding Gin Fizz. Mark Nicholas, Managing Director of the Royal Norfolk Agricultural Association, said, "We are delighted to be launching the first ever Royal Norfolk Show cocktail at this year's event. We have always worked closely with local producers to offer new and exciting experiences. Socialising is central to the overall show experience, with people from across Norfolk catching up with friends old and new, so the cocktail will be perfect for everyone to enjoy and share time together in the sunshine. The drink, created by Niche Cocktails, is a blend of berries and Bullard's award-winning Norfolk gin. The Royal Norfolk Show is the largest two-day agricultural show in the country. There will be 700 trade stands, more than 3,000 animals, and a packed programme of Grand Ring entertainment."
Organisers behind the country's biggest two-day agricultural show have praised a perfect start to this year's event. The Managing Director of the Royal Norfolk Agricultural Association, organisers of the Royal Norfolk Show, confirmed high ticket sales boosted by the amazing weather. Mark Nicholas said, "It could not have been a better day. It has been perfect. It looks like it's been a bumper day, and it's been the biggest year for us since bouncing back from COVID." It was too early to talk about exact numbers, but ticket sales were already several thousand up on last year. The day began with light mist and a broken down horse trailer, which caused 6 mile delays on the A47 near Thickthorn. By morning, the sun was shining, with temperatures reaching close to 30 degrees C in the hottest parts of the showground. The crowds enjoyed more than 700 trade stands, 3,000 animals, and a jam-packed programme featuring musicians to performing ponies.
It is fair to say that the Grand Ring is the cornucopia of the Royal Norfolk Show. Tens of thousands of visitors were treated to a bounty of fun with this year's jam-packed programme on day one. The day began with the Horse of the Year show and Shetland Pony Derby, before the crowds were wowed with a military band. The Duke of York's Royal Military School Marching Band performed two 20-minute displays, including the Corps of Drums. The band previously had the privilege of performing at the King's coronation. Later on, the Norfolk Music Hub partnered with the Brass Funkies to bring the sounds and colours of New Orleans to the show with the help of 800 young people. The RAF Falcons parachute display team also jumped into the Grand Ring, flying in from the skies above RAF Brize Norton. The UK's premier military parachute display team descended into the ring in a breathtaking display of precision and bravery. Free-falling from heights of up to 7,000 feet, more than five times the height of the Empire State Building, they reached speeds of 120 miles per hour. Other highlights in the Grand Ring included show jumping, heavy horse turnouts, scurry driving, and the popular Atkinson action horses with Cossack trick riding.
A swan is currently receiving medical care after receiving two puncture wounds in a brutal attack. The bird, which lives at Selbrig Pond in Hempstead, near Holt, was found covered in blood at around 1:30 p.m. on Tuesday afternoon. John Mears, who often walks in the area with his wife Val, saw his favourite swan swimming in the pond, but said he looked discoloured. "I pulled out my binoculars and saw red all over him," Mr. Mears recalled. "I tried to bring him to the edge of the water, and he eventually hopped out, but he wasn't himself. He was clearly hurt, and his head was just hanging, bowed down." They immediately alerted the site's owner, who took the swan to a local vet. The animal has since been transported to the RSPCA centre at East Winch and is being treated with antibiotics. A spokeswoman from the RSPCA East Winch said, "We can confirm the poor swan suffered two puncture wounds, presumably after being attacked by another animal."
An abandoned 10-week-old puppy is the latest recruit preparing to join the fight against crime in Norfolk and Suffolk. Despite her difficult start to life, Springer Spaniel puppy Eris has been enlisted to join the Norfolk and Suffolk Police Dogs Unit Puppy Programme after being found abandoned alongside her mother and siblings. She is now being cared for by dog handler PC Watson as she trains to become a sniffer dog, specialising in locating firearms, cash and drugs. Named after the Greek goddess of chaos, Eris is reportedly living up to her namesake. A spokeswoman for Norfolk Constabulary said, "What Eris lacks in current size, she more than makes up for in confidence and enthusiasm. She is a happy-to-please type of pup." Paul will now introduce some of the correspondence sent to the Evening News.